when we saw those first 9,000 cases pop up at the end of last week, that was a warning sign or a red flag to a lot of us that, you know, we were sort of already at that point of it's gotten worse.
Dr. Cindy Prince is an epidemiologist and medical professor at the University of Florida, and she's warning that things, in fact, are likely to get worse before they get better.
The thing that you have to consider is when you've had that level of cases, you know, that's a level of transmission in your community that is well beyond what we want to be seeing. And it's also a concern because of the level of potential asymptomatic cases that are in the community that go along with that.
As of Wednesday, the Florida Department of Health reported nearly 159,000 cases across Florida, a nearly 6,600 increase from Tuesday, with 45 deaths related to COVID-19. Prince believes reopening bars and other gathering places was a bit premature, in part because of relaxed socializing.
You may be sitting with a group that you know, but you may be interacting with people that you don't know that are from outside of your household. And then obviously in a bar, then you add the factor that people want to mingle. They're not wearing a mask. You're spending a long period of time together, and that really right there adds up to, you know, a higher risk of infection.
In his chat on Facebook Wednesday, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson addressed the rising COVID numbers and reiterated his stance that despite the jump in cases, closings are not necessary in Pensacola.
At this particular time, we have 77 hospitalizations. To put this in perspective, we were only at 36 a week before that, and 2 weeks ago, we were at 17.
The mayor keeps in constant touch with officials at Sacred Heart Baptist and West Florida hospitals, who are solidly behind the new emergency ordinance requiring face coverings inside buildings which are inside the city limits. He shared that opinion from the CEO of Baptist.
Mark Faulkner told me, if we all wore masks, in 3 weeks we could knock this thing back to where it was. We don't have to close businesses. We just need everyone to wear a mask. If we wear a mask, the ability for this thing to transmit significantly falls off and we defeat the virus.
The ordinance, says Robinson, is aimed at fighting the number of new cases, which he says is starting to get out of control.
And we have to do some measures. We have to take some responsibility ourselves. It is on all of us to do this. I don't ask you to like it. I ask you simply to respect it and to try to work with us on this.
What we're seeing now in the coronavirus surge, says Dr. Cindy Prince at the University of Florida, actually began about 2 weeks ago.
It takes at least 2 weeks for there's transmission, there's time for symptoms to develop, there's time for people to get tested and get identified as having COVID. And within that whole period of time, they may be transmitting to other people.
When these cases began showing up in June, that was the time, contends Prince, that everybody should have ratcheted up their concerns, especially when the increase gained speed in the second week of June.
That's really when we should have been reacting more quickly to say, what is it? What's going on that we're seeing this rise in cases? And is it and how is it related to the opening of the state?
Looking ahead to July, the goal remains keeping Floridians safe as the pandemic runs its course. But July 4th weekend, the reopening of Disney World and the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville add to that already formidable challenge. Prince says, ask yourself one question if you plan to go out to an event.
What is the risk of me getting infected? Make an assumption that someone at that place or that event has COVID-19 and take the precautions that will either prevent you from getting infected while you're there or make a decision that it's just not worth the risk and don't go.
Meanwhile, Escambia County is down to just 3 adult intensive care unit beds as the number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 has doubled in the last week, according to a report by the Pensacola News Journal, citing the latest figures from the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and the City of Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.